From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. defense chief says sanctions against Russia are tied to Russia's Ukraine policy. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said today during a visit to Ukraine that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force and that U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after a meeting with him and other leaders in Kiev. The Pentagon chief reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and says it does not accept Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea.
Have no doubt the United States also stands with Ukraine in all things. We support you in the face of threats to sovereignty and territorial integrity and to international law and the international order writ large. We do not and we will not accept Russia's seizure of the Crimea. And despite Russia's denials, we know they are seeking to redraw international borders by force, undermining the sovereign and free nations of Europe.
Mattis added that the U.S. remains committed to finding a diplomatic resolution to the situation in Ukraine. The White House is expected to soon give the Pentagon guidance on implementing President Trump's order to ban transgender people to serve in the military. A memo reported by the Wall Street Journal, later confirmed by officials who spoke to the New York Times and Reuters, would give Defense Secretary Mattis 6 months to implement the plan set in motion by a series of Trump tweets that he issued in late July. This is VOA News. White House envoy Jared Kushner has begun a round of talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders as he resumes efforts to restart peace talks. Kushner, who is President Trump's son-in-law, arrived at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Thursday afternoon.
The president is very committed to achieving a solution here that will be able to bring prosperity and peace to all people in this area. And we really appreciate the commitment of the prime minister and his team to engaging very thoughtfully and respectfully in the way that the president has asked them to do so.
Kushner was then to head to the West Bank city of Ramallah to see Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. President Trump took office with hopes of forging what he called the ultimate deal between Israelis and Palestinians, but there have been no breakthroughs so far, and Palestinian officials have begun to voice impatience with the lack of progress. Amnesty International says the U.S.-led coalition's reliance on unguided missiles in its Raqqa campaign against Islamic State group militants is resulting in a significant toll on civilians. The group also criticizes the coalition in a report Thursday for failing to properly investigate reports of hundreds of civilian casualties in the campaign, which began in June. Amnesty sent a team to Raqqa last month. It says it documented 95 civilian deaths in June and July because of the U.S.-led campaign. The team confirmed the deaths in interviews with dozens of civilians and others. Coalition spokesman Colonel Joe Skroka said the report is based on scant information and plays into the hands of IS. In its 3-year campaign in Syria and Iraq, the coalition says it can verify 624 unintentional civilian deaths. Angola's ruling party says it has won a majority in the country's election with 5 million votes counted so far, opening the way for the defense minister's suit to succeed President José Eduardo dos Santos after his 38-year rule. That, according to the Portuguese news agency Lusa, the MPLA party concluded it had won Wednesday's election after reviewing data relayed by its delegates from polling stations nationwide. According to a senior official at the party's headquarters in Luanda, the capital, that representative said Defense Minister Yao Lourenço would therefore succeed Dos Santos, who took power in 1979. The report came as the main opposition UNITA party alleged that police fired shots and made arrests near some polling stations as people voted in Wambo City. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.